the other evening, but we fiddled with it, and I think we got figured out what we didn't have figured out. I was thinking a couple of things tonight as I was sitting here. First of all, I was very glad and thankful that I wasn't asked all those questions which were just asked, for the young people did so very well with. I would have failed that test for sure if I'd had to answer about half of those. So that was excellent. And very good. The other thing I was thinking was that sometimes very small things can be very important. And as Anne-Marie was singing that song, there was one word in there that I thought was so important. The little word, my. To be able to say that he is my redeemer. That's really what counts, isn't it? As far as salvation is concerned. He is a redeemer, but salvation is when I come to him and recognize that he's my redeemer. If you want to turn in your Bibles, you can to the book of 2 Peter. I think we got it. We're going to leave it alone while it seems to be working all right. 2 Peter. Chapter 1. If you've been with us since I started on the first Sunday that I was here last Sunday, I said that we'd be taking up the subject most of the time of the Lord's return. And so we looked at a general message on Sunday morning concerning the return of the Lord Jesus. We also had done that time, for those of you who weren't with us, and I know there have been a lot of folks coming and going, a little informal survey, if you will, of the folks here, of how many times they had heard a message on the Lord's return in the last year, and the numbers were very small. And I found that to be true in a lot of places in my travels, particularly of recent when I've asked that question. It is a subject that dominates the teaching of the New Testament. It is a subject that is of much material in the Old Testament, of course, but we want to focus primarily on the aspect of the Lord's return tonight that I mentioned as we were reading the other night in the scripture about him as the day star or as the morning star. And I suggested to those that were here that you might want to just meditate on that a little bit, on the truth of the Lord Jesus as the bright and morning star, or as he's also called in scripture, the day star. We're just going to take a few moments tonight and think about that in the brief time that we have. I'm going to read from 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. It's called there the day star. Now, the verse that I read the other morning was found in the book of Revelation, and it's found in the last chapter, and you can keep your place in 2 Peter if you like, but we're going to turn back in just a moment to that, but I want to read again from the book of Revelation in chapter 22, the last chapter. I mentioned to you that verse 16 in the book of Revelation is one of the most unique verses in all of the scripture. And it's unique because it is here that in the first person we have the words, I, Jesus. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star. Now, that's a fascinating verse to me for a number of reasons. First of all, it's fascinating because, as I said, it almost seems, as you're reading the text, like you could imagine the Lord Jesus at this point saying, John, let me have the pen. Because now it's not John saying, it's I, Jesus. And it just seems to give it, I don't know how to describe it. It's difficult to say it because I am not trying to pit one portion of the Word of God over against another, or to say that one is more important than the other. It is all God's Word. But it seems to give it an extra emphasis, doesn't it? That the Lord Jesus now, in a sense, comes forth and sends his angel to testify these things. Three times in the end of this book, in this last chapter, we read of him testifying. Verse 16, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify. Verse 18, I testify unto everyone that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. And verse 20, he which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. We noted three times as well, verse 7, verse 12, and verse 20, he says, I come quickly. It is in verse 16 also that he says, I am the root and the offspring of David. That's another unique phrase, isn't it? He is saying there that he is the root from which David sprang, but he is also the offspring of David. Now, how can you possibly be one that is before someone and then also come from that particular one? But of course, this expression is one that indicates both the deity and the humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was before David, but he was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, as we read in the gospel, or in the book of Romans, I should say. And so it's unique there. And then he says this, I am the bright and the morning star. Now we read in Peter that he says there, Peter does, we have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. You've noticed that on the screen up here that I have asked the question, what is our attitude during his absence? As he closes the book of Revelation out, and as the word of God closes, he closes it with that statement that he is the bright and the morning star. And remember, whether I explained it to all of you or not, you know what the day star is or the morning star. If you're out late at night or you're up very early in the morning and it's still dark outside and you have one of those nice clear nights like we haven't had in a few days, but if you get one of those nice clear nights and you can see all the beautiful stars like you can see in the Bahamas, like nowhere else I've ever been, and you're up and it's getting closer and closer towards the morning, it's almost, as I said, like somebody taking a light switch and flicking the lights off as the stars seem to go out until there's only one star left on the horizon. And that one star is the day star. It is the morning star. And it's called that because you know that when you see that last star there on the horizon, it's just about to break day. And so as you see that star, the very next thing that's going to happen is the sun is going to rise. And the Lord Jesus presents himself to the church, to those that are redeemed and those who can claim, as we mentioned about that song tonight, that he is my redeemer. Those that are saved in this age, he presents himself as the bright and the morning star. Now, that's a purely physical thing in that sense. I cannot help but after reading this, but to go out at night and to be up at times early and to look at the sky and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus and to think about his coming again. We know him now as the bright and the morning star. And so what is our attitude to be during his absence? Well, Peter says this. Oh, my. Thought we had him. Let's try one more time. Bear with me. We're trying to get all the bugs worked out of this. That might work. I believe it will. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed as a light unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Now, what I want to suggest to you, call it an alternate reading of this verse, if you will. If you can't see the screen, but you have your Bible and you're reading the same translation as I am, the King James, here's the way you want to look at it. And this is a legitimate way to look at this verse. Peter says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed. Imagine putting a parenthesis right there. And then closing the parenthesis after the word arise. So that the way that you would read this verse is this way. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed in your hearts. You do well that you take heed in your hearts. Because it's like a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the day star arises. The emphasis of that verse is saying that this is a truth that is to grip our hearts. It is not just a truth that is to fill our heads. We noted in one of our messages already that the details surrounding the Lord's return are very important. But beside the details, it is a truth that is to grip our hearts. The great reality, sung tonight in a poetic sense, about that land that we have not yet been to, but we believe that we will go to, when the Lord Jesus comes back to receive us unto Himself. That is a truth that is to grip our hearts. It is to be in our conscious mind, our conscious memory, at the very forefront of our thinking as we move through life, that the Lord Jesus is coming back. And that truth grips our heart. We're looking for that day star. We're looking at that day star in that sense. And we're looking for Him to come in this period, which is like the night. And here's a fascinating thing about that as well. You know, stars are not made to wake people up. The sun does a good job of that. For most of us anyway. But stars are really given for the night. And there's a sense in which the world, the time in which we're living, is a time of night. The bright in the morning star is not given to those that sleep in the night. It is given to those who are awake, those that are saved. And it is to bring before our minds and hearts the great reality as the Lord Jesus presents Himself to us as the bright and the morning star. What a great truth it is. And that is to govern our attitude during His absence. That although He's gone, we still look for Him to come. We look regularly and continually for Him to come to receive us unto Himself, the bright and the morning star. There will come a time when the sun will rise. Some of you Spanish Wells folks may not know it, but you were here when this picture was taken, sunrise on Galilee last year. And we sat out on the balcony of that hotel we were at, some of you here remember, and a number of us got up early. Well, some of us got up early anyway to try to find a coffee pot, but others of us got up particularly because we wanted to see the sunrise on Galilee. And the sun will rise. And the scripture tells us that in the book of Malachi, unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. But before he comes as the Son of Righteousness, before the Son of Righteousness heralds the day that's coming, the coming kingdom of the Lord Jesus, he's known to his church first as the bright and the morning star. It's a special promise that's given to us who know him in this day and age. And it is different in that sense from the promise of the Son of Righteousness that will one day arise. The bright and the morning star, the day star. Take heed in your heart. Let it be a truth that grips you, that moves you, the great reality. As I said before, I say again to you young people and to all that are here, ready or not, he's come. The great reality of the scripture that's brought before us is that we may not see another sunrise here on this earth. Those that know him, the Lord Jesus, could return. And Peter says, we haven't followed fables. We haven't followed myths. This is not a fairy tale. This is the real truth. We have a more sure word of prophecy that God has given to us in his word. The scripture, verse 20, that was given by the Spirit of God, verse 21. Take heed in your hearts. Let that truth saturate your mind and your thinking and your heart and govern your behavior and the way that you live. Let's look to the Lord Jesus in a word of prayer. Our Father, we thank you for the great truth of the coming again of the Lord Jesus. I pray that you'd even burn into our conscious thinking that every time we go out into the night, we see the stars, that we might be reminded of the morning star, the day star, the one who said in more than one place, even in that last book of the Bible, that he was the bright and the morning star. We know him today in that capacity. One day, when he comes back for us in that capacity, he'll come again as a son of righteousness. And a day will dawn upon this planet such as it has never seen before. But the scripture tells us he's coming first for us who are his own. He's coming to receive us unto himself that where he is, there we might be also. Help that truth to grip our hearts, our thinking, our minds. The Lord Jesus is coming back. Perhaps today. We thank you that he's made a way of salvation so that all who trust him can be saved and have their sin forgiven and have the knowledge of their sin forgiven and have peace with God and enter into a relationship that is secure in him. What a wonderful salvation and what a wonderful Redeemer we do have. And what a wonderful joy it is to know God not only as the Creator, but as the Redeemer. We give you thanks again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.